Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Anders, you've got another visitor.
Really? This late?
Guess you've got friends in high places.
Well, I mean, my teenage daughter does own a multinational corporation.
This way, prisoner. Have a seat. Your visitor is on her way.
Monica? Hello. Did they send you to the wrong prisoner?
No. I'm here to see you, Mr. Anders.
I'm sorry. Do I know you?
My name is Casey. And it's an honor to finally meet you.
Thank you, Jude, for staying with me.
To be honest, I wasn't thrilled with the idea of jumping back into the water. I hope Ben and Remy are all right.
Yeah. Was I too hard on the kid?
No. Well, perhaps. But I understand. I mean, I don't understand why his presence would cause your memory to slip away, but...
I hope they're okay, too.
I suppose, since we're down here... We should keep looking for this interdimensional passageway.
It sounds very serious when you say it.
You don't think it's serious? The kids at this school might have arrived from a different universe.
No, it's just... Maybe I want to believe anything other than the truth. About Cyrus. My mother.
You're very brave to have come here. And even braver to have decided to stay. You were nearly kidnapped, eaten by an alligator. You had to sleep in the same room as Casey.
That was the scariest of all.
Point is, you stuck it out.
And now I couldn't leave even if I wanted to.
So, you might as well find the answers you seek.
It seems like every road I've gone down since I arrived at Elixir has just led to more questions. Like... Remember those creeps on the boat who kidnapped me and Casey? What do they even want from us, and where did they disappear to?
I guess that's what we're trying to figure out.
What if what we're trying to figure out is just a big, fat distraction staged by Dr. Solstice, or our elusive headmaster?
For what reason?
So we don't actually figure out anything. All right, I now understand water torture. The dripping has not stopped since we got here. What?
Nothing.
That grunt wasn't a nothing grunt. That was a, I don't like this grunt.
I'm sure it's no big deal.
What is no big deal?
It's just, the water dripping from the ceiling seems to be forming cracks up there.
Cracks like, it could crack and come down on our heads?
Perhaps we should think about following Penn and Remy's lead and head up to the surface?
There's a wall coming down!
We're getting locked.
I'm your wife's new assistant.
You're the new Brinley, but named Casey.
Well...
Sorry, I didn't mean it to be insulting. I just meant...
I understand. Seems like this Brinley certainly left an impact on a lot of people.
Yeah. So, what brings you down here to my current place of residence, Casey? Did Monica send you?
No, I came here on my own.
Okay.
I'm not sure if anyone told you, but that woman who tried to hurt Cyrus, the one in the hoodie?
What about her?
Well, on the day I came to Holiday Corp for my job interview with Dr. Anders, that woman ran me over in the stairwell.
I'm sorry, did you get a look at her face?
Not at the time. At least, I didn't think so.
I'm not sure I understand.
I thought about telling this to Dr. Anders or Birdie or Cyrus, but they're all so busy, and I know you were leading that investigation, so...
What is it, Casey?
I've been having these nightmares, Mr. Anders. That woman pops up out of nowhere, runs me down.
Sounds like you're reliving a traumatic moment and it's stuck in your head.
Yeah, well, the last time it happened, I decided to try to sketch her face. I thought maybe it would help.
Did it? Did you remember something?
Maybe. I'm not the greatest artist in the world, but...
There's a compartment to slide it through. You can put it in there.
Here you go. This is the face I saw in my dream.
Casey, I know who this is. Guard! Guard! I need to call my wife!
Keep it down, Anders.
It's an emergency. I need to make a call.
No more calls tonight. You're going back to your cell.
Please, it's important.
I don't care.
Casey, get this picture to Monica. Hey, get your hands off me. She'll know what to do. Show it to Monica.
I just might. And thank you for your fingerprint.
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
Maybe there's something down here that... Huh.
Brindley? What are you doing?
Those backpacks Penn found down here in the caverns. Maybe there's something that can help us.
Good idea.
Who do you think left all this stuff behind? The backpacks? The books?
I don't know. It was a surprise to me that any of this was down here.
But you have a theory. You always have a theory.
I suppose. Now, we've been focusing on the possibility of people coming through from other dimensions.
Yeah?
What about the other direction?
You mean people going from our world to others?
You said it yourself. Yes, kids show up here sometimes, but sometimes they also disappear.
Like Casey and her old roommate.
For example.
But if that were true, then...
Brinley? What is it?
This backpack. There's a journal in it.
Whose journal?
I have a new lead on the gate. It's on an island off the Florida Keys.
Jackpot.
Someone investigating.
There's more. I'm applying for the job as assistant headmaster at the Elixir Academy. If I can get myself hired, I'll have unlimited access to the campus. Plenty of time to figure out what's happening there.
Assistant headmaster? Is this Dr. Solstice's journal?
How did this get in here?
An old family photo.
Is Dr. Solstice in it?
No. But I am.
What?
The picture. That's my dad, my mom, and the little girl. That's me!
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.